Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire Denise, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring you information to help you take charge of your health. We're going to cover topics like IBS, heartburn, thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, osteoporosis, nutrition, and lots more.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty upbeat right now.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you excited about our talk today?
I am kind of excited about it because it's something that's sort of evolved out of my years of coaching.
Oh,
and
okay.
Talking to people about their lives. And
nice.
Of course, this is about health and wellness in general.
Yes.
But it's a pretty holistic way of approaching it.
Okay, cool.
And so the title for today, and I'm taking the lead today.
You are.
Is A New Roadmap.
A New Roadmap.
Yes.
Okay. And where did you come up with that name from?
Well, I think it evolved out of various aspects of health.
Okay.
And so what is health?
Right.
You know, it's a lot of things, actually. If you wanted to give it a definition, I think I would say something along the lines of it's the absence of disease and the body's ability to fight off and also rebound when it is like assaulted with organisms that might cause problems.
Organisms, stressors, whatever. We call those disturbing factors in naturopathic medicine.
Okay, so disturbing factors.
Yeah.
So a definition of health is that the body is able to manage disturbing factors and maintain optimal health and...
Yes.
Whatever. Another word for vitality would be the other word I would say.
Yeah.
So that the person feels well, has energy, and is able to live the life that they want.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was just going to say. I define health as freedom to live the life that you desire.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if that isn't the case for someone, it may be that they can live, but they're not able to live with the freedom and doing the things that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes there are people that get confused and overwhelmed or a little lost.
Yeah.
And so that's how I came up with this idea of having a new roadmap.
Cool.
And I kind of came up with it also because I'm a baby boomer.
Uh-huh.
And my generation is retiring. And so for my generation and also successive generations, like your generation, you're really the generation behind me or below me or whatever.
Yeah.
But it isn't any less true for you. It's just that you're... idea of history is a little more recent than mine is. I lived some things that you may think
right,
are history.
right.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, so this idea of a roadmap is to help you be more grounded and find small steps that you can take that are going to take you towards your goals or towards optimal health.
Nice.
So that you can have the highest quality of life that you want. And that's going to be slightly different for different people because we're all wired slightly differently, at least emotionally and energetically.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So tell me about it.
Well, I think basically I've come up with like four major roads on our roadmap.
Okay.
If you can imagine a typical roadmap that you're no longer putting it in your GPS on your phone.
Right.
You're actually opening up those maps that are hard to close back up the same way with all the little folds.
Yeah.
So the four major roads in someone's life, the biggest boulevard, if you will, would be your health, good health, optimal health. And that is something that would get, I would think, probably the most attention because not having optimal health spins off in every other aspect of your life.
Yeah.
So not paying attention to it, ignoring things, not doing preventive measures is definitely not going to give you that optimal health.
Right.
So other types of roads that you might encounter, though, the three other ones that I have in mind, one is fun, like Fun Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we have Health Boulevard, Fun Street.
Okay.
We have Creativity Avenue.
Oh, okay.
And we have Productivity and Purpose Road.
Oh, I love all of these, Claire. Like, it's just the things that people don't think about when they think, oh, how am I going to be healthy? Most people don't say, well, I need to be creative, or I need to be like, have a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what I've found is that hopefully people fall into it and then they find out that, oh, yes, it did make a difference in their overall health and their stress level, which we already know affects every aspect of our health.
Mm-hmm.
So let's maybe go through a little bit about each one of those major roads. So those are the major roads. And then we have some side streets.
Oh, okay.
And you can develop your own side streets if you want to. But the ones that I've developed are things like nutrition, exercise, stress reduction, community, relationships, goals, maybe whatever you want. But the ultimate goal is for you to be able to lead an authentic life with optimal health.
Mm-hmm.
And so these roads are leading one to the other and back and forth with you sort of at the center.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
So if I asked you, for instance, what do you do for fun?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, I'm asking you that.
And, I know.
But
I
would also say that I have asked people and they look at me blankly.
I know. Totally. My patients, that's sometimes I get that. And so for myself, what do I do for fun? I like to cook. Yeah. And the thing is, whenever I have days off, I'm like, oh, I should relax today. But then I'm like, oh, but I want to make this new thing that I haven't had time to make. And so I, in the end, I'm just like, this is what I enjoy. It's fun for me to cook. So that's the main one. Recently, I'm starting to get into gardening as the wife of a gardener. And I'm going to start growing medicinal herbs. So I got some books.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. And I'm just like learning all about it. And yeah. So
fun is defined differently for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, someone might think going to a water park was fun, or going snowboarding, or it could be the gamut of anything. It's what it does, though, is it kind of appeals to your inner child, if you will, that gives you some joy and definitely a great stress reducer to go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I would say about is one time I was driving out here when we moved out here from the Midwest, and a friend of mine took me to a water park for the first time, and I'd forgotten how much fun I had in water. I love water, you know, in terms of swimming and playing in a pool and that sort of thing. And it was kind of a wake-up call to me that I didn't have very much fun. You know, I was a mom and I had a job and so forth. But it's an integral component of our health is to go have some fun.
I love that. I've had that too when I've gone on vacation, and it's like I'll be like laughing like so much on vacation. I'm like, what? I have not been doing this. This is a problem. And so, yeah, it's cool to have that like light bulb go off.
Yeah. Well, for laughing, you know, just simple things like that. You know, they say laughter is the best medicine, you know, a good laugh is like exercising for 10 minutes or something like that. I forget exactly what it is, but it has a really therapeutic effect on us to have fun.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to define that. I have had people tell me watching television is what they do for fun, or playing with their kids. And I'm, I think they're pretty far removed from knowing what they do for fun because of all the other influences that we have on our lives, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So something definitely to consider.
Yeah.
And maybe list a couple of things that you like to do for fun. Or maybe I've even had to ask people, well, what did you do when you were in college for fun?
Right.
Oh, then they remember.
Right.
Oh, I used to do this.
Uh-huh.
So that's, you know, Fun Street is, it's kind of parallel to Health Boulevard, if you will.
Okay.
The one can affect the other.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
The next major street that I would have, as I mentioned earlier, is Creativity.
Nice.
Creativity, I think I called it an avenue or a lane.
Yeah.
So let me ask you.
Oh, geez.
How would you define creativity for yourself?
That is a tough one. Honestly, I have not considered myself a very creative person. It's funny because, yeah, I find myself more intellectual than creative. And so I'm working on creativity. But I do think that cooking involves some creativity.
I would definitely agree.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I've been starting to do a little bit more just art. You know, I got a sketch pad and I got all my, you know, pastels and this and, you know, dabble in it here and there. But that's definitely somewhere I need to boost. Maybe I should come talk to you about how I can boost my creativity.
Okay, we could do that. But I'm going to give you part of the roadmap that will help you do that.
Okay.
But I definitely think that cooking is a creative outlet. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to define creativity as the arts, just the typical arts.
Right.
If you think of a painting or music or writing,
yeah.
It can be whatever it is for you. If you feel if it's a way that you express yourself, and I think it's a little bit expressing it's getting down to their soul. I mean, you are very into health and wellness. So cooking is a really natural way for you to be creative that supports, you know, your basic value system.
Yeah.
You know, someone else may not have the same, not that anyone should not consider health a good value.
Yeah.
But some people it's not as prevalent as it is for people in the health and wellness field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, creativity, I had a person once who, I was asking them if they would be willing to exercise, if they had to exercise, because they told me they didn't like it. And I said, well, if you had to, what would you consider doing? He said, well, maybe walking.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. I said, well, what if you walked in interesting places? Well, he kind of liked that idea.
Mm, yep.
And then I said, just out of the blue, I said, well, what if you took your camera along? He loves photography.
Yeah.
So that was an outlet for him. And he was pretty darned excited to leave the office and go someplace interesting to take pictures and get a walk in at the same time.
Yeah.
So you can end up going down several side streets and then catching the main street at the same time.
Yeah.
And he had never thought of
that
he could enjoy feeling creative and, you know, having a product at the end, and yet still be benefiting his health.
Yeah. So, I love that you can help people get to that place, you know, that where they maybe aren't able to see ways to enjoy things. So that's really...
Yeah, and there are a lot of times when people, no one should have to go it alone completely.
Right,
you know,
right.
We need help.
Right.
We need support. We need mentoring, guidance, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Absolutely.
So good for people to write down how do they believe they're creative?
Yeah.
I mean, my son, one day I took him to one of those paint and drink wine organizations for his birthday, he and his wife. And we were going to paint our dogs.
Aww.
I know. And he has a dog. They have two dogs. So I had sent in a picture of the dog to this this organization, I can't think what the name of it was, up in Bellingham. And my son is like, Mom, I can't even draw stick figures. I said, just go and relax and enjoy the evening. And he actually did a fabulous job painting his dog.
Cool.
And he really got into it. And it wasn't because of the wine either. he just, of course, they had someone who could guide you a little bit and be a mentor for you and, you know, correct your shading occasionally and stuff. But there was a group of maybe 8 or 10 people all painting their animals. And it was really restive and therapeutic and a lot of fun.
Yeah, that does sound like fun.
Yeah, and he found out that he could paint.
Nice.
So... Yeah, that was all good.
Yeah.
I think, should we take a quick pause to say that you are listening to the Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM KBSH here on the island. And I am Claire DeNice, health coach and personal trainer, and I'm here with Lisa Morse, who of Fern Cove Natural Medicine.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, also, we would like to thank Windermere for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Windermere.
Yes.
Yeah, we like your support. We love doing this, don't we?
We do love it. Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to our last major road, and then we'll start hitting some of the side streets.
Okay.
So the last one is productivity and purpose.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people feel like if they're not doing something, they're not being productive. Now, I want to say, first of all, that not doing something is doing something.
Yeah.
So there are times when you want that rest, that relaxation of you know, not being engaged in some kind of pursuit. But I think there's a lot of to be said, obviously, for being productive or feeling productive if it's part of what makes you feel whole and
right.
as a like a contributor to society.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people get that from their work, or if let's say you're a stay-at-home mother or dad for that matter, that's your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you're productive. And gosh, if you do are a stay-at-home person, you're wearing many hats and
yeah.
having to do them all quite well.
Absolutely.
As opposed to going someplace and getting a paycheck for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are people who are almost unwilling to retire because their job helps define them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think if you look at the other roads, the other major roads of fun and creativity, that can help someone define themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be nervous that you're just a computer programmer or an insurance agent or whatever
right.
your job is but you know, if you lose your job, I don't know. Have you ever lost your job?
I have not.
I have lost my job before.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult because all of a sudden you don't feel valued
yeah.
in the way that you were before. And
right.
so you're kind of thrown off the deep end
yeah.
for a little while and you have to kind of get your bearings again.
Mm-hmm.
So the roadmap can help, at least in terms of health and wellness and sort of a holistic approach, I think.
Yeah.
So we've got these major roads.
Can I say something about just the sense of productivity or sense of purpose?
Sure.
I do see that a lot, especially with elderly people that are not working anymore, that they feel they get depressed and they just feel like they don't have a sense of purpose anymore. And so I just encourage them to, or anyone who's maybe not working, to find other, you know, areas where you have a sense of purpose or productivity, you know, whether it's something as simple as, you know, seeing somebody in the grocery store who needs help, or just the even little tiny things that we can do to help other people. It doesn't necessarily have to be helping other people, but just any little thing that can give us a sense of purpose is helpful for our health.
I totally agree. And with older people, and I don't want to consider myself as an older person, but I'm certainly uh-huh. older than you.
Uh-huh.
They talk a lot about social connection, like seeing people in the grocery
yeah.
store or helping someone else. And
yeah.
again, I said, we don't have to go it alone.
Yeah.
We're stronger, more than stronger individually when we're together.
Right.
You know, did I
yeah.
say that correctly?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
So, let's talk about the side streets.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give you sort of a another aspect of the roadmap that you can
okay.
use.
Cool.
So side streets would be such things as contribute to the main streets that I mentioned, fun,
okay.
creativity, purpose or productivity, and good health.
Mm-hmm.
But good health is the wide boulevard. You know,
right.
Champs-Élysées.
Yeah.
Know? So, and we are all at the center. All these roads are sort of, you know, emanating from around us. So side streets might be things, as I think I mentioned a minute ago, as how is your nutrition? How well do you eat? Are you active physically, either in your lifestyle or going to a gym or something like that? Do you have goals that you're working on? Do you have that social connection?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a lot of stress in your life? It's pretty hard not to be stressed these days.
Yeah.
So do you balance your stress? Maybe would be a better way to put it. How's your money?
Yeah. That's a big one.
Have you been saving for retirement, for instance?
Right.
Or do you have a lot of credit card debt? And do you live beyond your means? And of course, that creates stress. And
mm-hmm.
then maybe you're a stress eater. So all these side streets can sort of end up being connected.
Mm-hmm.
And they all can influence each other and also your main roads, like your good health and so forth.
Yeah.
So do you have any questions about that?
No, it's just fascinating. And I totally agree with you. And I mean, I feel like that's one reason that I do structure my practice the way I do, is because this is a lot of things that are playing into your health. And we need to talk about them.
Yes.
You know, whether that's with your doctor or it's with the counselor or whatever, but we want to assess
or health
all the
coach.
Yeah, or there you go. You want to assess all these areas and figure out where you need more support and more balance.
Yeah. And if you're lost, if you're overwhelmed, if you've lost your job, for instance, or you're older and your family isn't around here or whatever it is, then, you know, what do you do? You know, as an older person, it used to be you had the same job for many years and then you sat on the porch and watched the world go by. And then now people are living much longer and they're leading more fulfilling lives. And, you know, it's like, how do we navigate this new environment that we have to? So this is a roadmap that can help you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I have, if anyone's interested, is a copy of this roadmap in a form that I can share with people.
Nice.
And on one side is the roadmap with the main side streets. And then on the other side is a list of the roads, creativity, health, and so forth, and the side streets. And then next to that, you give yourself a score.
Mm.
So like you were kind of fumbling around when you said creativity, I guess cooking, you know. So, you know, if I was going to ask you on creativity, if you gave yourself a score between 1 and 10, what would your score be?
I would have to say it would probably be 3.
Okay.
3 or 4.
So 3. And so you would give yourself a score for each of the different side streets of how well you think you're navigating that road or that street or avenue. And then the next category over is what would you like your score to be?
Yeah.
So what would you like your score on creativity to be if you're a 3 now and 10 is the highest?
Well, I think I'd be happy with 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the first column, you'd have a 3, and then the desired column, you'd have an 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a little space next to it on our roadmap where you can say, well, what am I going to do to move me in that direction?
That's the hard part, Claire.
So, well, you mentioned that you've bought a sketch pad.
I did.
So, I mean, that's a step. That's a perfect step.
True.
So, and maybe you decide, you mentioned gardening. So
yes.
You bought a sketch pad and you're starting to do some medicinal herbs.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
So to me, you would already be moving up towards a 4.
Yeah, it's true.
Because that's the best way that you want to express your creative genes, you know?
Yeah.
So what you can do with your roadmap is start out with the initial assessment, if you will, and what you want, where you want to be, and then whatever the things are in each of those categories. And if you're ever confused or down or lacking in direction, you just look at your roadmap and it says, oh, that's right, I was going to start gardening more.
Mm.
And, you know, well, what does that look like? Does it mean going to Kathy's Corner and buying some plants? Mm-hmm. Is it opening up the burpee catalog?
Right.
Is it your own front and backyard and deciding to do landscaping? Or so it can take a lot of different avenues, you know.
Yeah.
No pun intended again.
Right.
And still be helping you get off dead center from a 3 moving towards a 4 in this in your case with. So
yeah. So you use this when you're working with clients?
You know, if I find that they're struggling and not being able to focus I do.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because like I said, I think that the side streets contribute to the main streets, and the biggest street is your overall health. But
right.
If you ignore your productivity or your creativity or your, you know, like in the case of older people, in the book Being Mortal,
right? I've heard of it.
It's a good little read, and this one doctor, I think it was a assisted living facility in Boston, I think, and he brought in 4 cats, 4 dogs, and 30 birds. To this assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
And the help was not too happy because they thought they'd have to care for these animals.
Mm.
And what happened is the people that were living in the assisted living area really improved because they had purpose.
Nice.
They were taking the dog for a walk, or they were cleaning the litter box. And there was a gentleman who was pretty bereft. His wife had passed away and basically was in bed and not living. And they put a bird in his room.
Oh.
And he groused about it at first. Clever, huh? Groused. But pretty soon he started reporting to the nurse what the bird was doing. And then pretty soon he got so that he was cleaning the cage of the bird. And he basically got out of bed and became well enough again to go home.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
All because he had a purpose.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And powerful.
Yeah. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And a little alternative, kind of like, you know, that other show that we did last week, the hydrotherapy show. It's kind of alternative, things that you wouldn't necessarily think would be related to overall good health, mm-hmm. but really, truly are.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just amazing how, well, just, you know, we don't think about all these things that are affecting our health. It seems so simple, like, oh, sure, I'm going to care for a bird. That's really going to, you know, make me better. Well, it is. You can't underestimate those small little things that are amazing.
Just... Well, and what did they say? Don't sweat the small stuff and everything is small.
That's true. It's true.
So it's really much easier if you can imagine things cut down to size mm-hmm. instead of like being so overwhelmed that you don't feel like you have any control or any direction.
Right. Absolutely.
And so, you know, it's just something that's evolved over my coaching experience
nice.
To help people.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are wired differently.
Yes.
So what works for one person doesn't work for another person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, as I said, we can't really pull ourselves quite out of it. But at least the roadmap, it's very visual. So some people are more visual, but mm-hmm. more people are visual than auditory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somewhat kinesthetic as well. Mm-hmm. Because as you're writing, it's there in front of you to refer to. And you can say, okay, I'm going to go buy 4 medicinal herbs, or I'm going to order them out of the catalog.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to pull that sketch pad out. And it doesn't matter whether you're good or not. It matters that you're engaging in something that feels right for you.
Yeah. I like this form that, you know, like you said, if you're feeling down or you're feeling like you're just lost, you pull this out. Oh
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Well, and I think this is what I also think is, you know, as adults, we kind of have 3 phases of our lives. I think we have the growing up phase mm-hmm. and then we have the so-called adult phase. And then we have sort of the adult, older adult retirement type of phase. And so when we come into our teenage years, you know, our peers are more important. We like them more than our parents, mm-hmm. and, you know, oftentimes. And as we become young adults, we sort of have a roadmap. We're going to go to school or we're going to get a job and we might get married. We might have children. You know, we sort of have the big parts of that blueprint or that roadmap, if you will. But, in navigating that roadmap, we often lose ourselves because we have to get up in the middle of the night because we didn't really want to, but we had to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we have to go to work when we don't really want to, or we don't really like our job and we really hadn't planned on being an insurance investigator. I'm making that up. No offense to insurance investigators. But so we kind of stray from who we really are and who we would really prefer to be. So that's the point of the roadmap, is help you to get back towards your authentic self.
Nice. I love it. It's awesome, Claire.
Yeah. And it's also nice as you're getting older, you know, to look down the road. Don't go, well, I'm not there yet. I don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone will get there.
Yep.
And if you do a little bit of planning now, maybe you always wanted to design kitchens and you work as a computer person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can think about where would you like to be in 20 years?
Yeah. And how can you get there?
Yeah. And we have so much at our fingertips these days. What we don't have at our fingertips is that sense of peace and connection often.
Mm,
and
yeah.
So as I said, I just think we, in being an adult, we get pulled away from who we authentically are. And so we want to get back to that. And, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could go on and talk about this for a long time.
I'm sure you could.
But we're drawing to a close for the conversation today.
Yeah.
So I hope you thought it was useful.
Oh, absolutely. I loved it. I loved it so much. Yeah. So thank you for sharing your roadmap.
You are quite welcome.
And I'm going to keep it in
that's
my mind.
Your copy right there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yes. Okay. I'll work on it tonight.
Okay. Well,
thanks for listening, everybody.
In the can.
And just a reminder that this is Peak Health, where we are dedicated to inspiring you, our listeners, to take back control of your health so that you can live the life that you desire.
Thanks, Lisa.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.